Robert Atsushi Third Experience. February 2017. Ministry of a spiritual battle that God delivered into the hands of Robert. I began to pray and a force took my body. I did not stop speaking strange tongues. The Holy Spirit was in control and would not stop praying. Demons of disasters. I had a vision of millions of demons coming out of the seas, forests, mountains, from the depths rising to earth and airs. Every place there is a point or a seat where they meet. I saw demons causing typhoons, tornadoes, and hurricanes that destroyed houses and buildings. I have seen sea demons that have scales of fish that sank vessels. Demons in the air that knocked down planes, the sky is infested with black clouds, all these demons are the ones that destroy the nature. The demons of the air also attack the churches from above the clouds, bombarding them with their darts. Demons of iniquity. I saw devils of iniquity. There are millions of them who spread all sorts of sins in places where massive corruption did not. These demons have carried sins in homes through television and the internet. They carry sins on top of the pulpits of the churches. I have also seen devils of sin that make traps to make believers fall into sin. They are experts in setting up spiritual ambushes. These demons lurk to devour the stray sheep and bring their souls to hell. I have seen predators of souls that lay in wait for the wicked. I tell you that if you have not yet given your lives to Jesus, you are participating in the feasts of this world. You are in danger. Run to the feet of Jesus while there is time. For Christians who play with God and yet have not left the sin, if you are still alive, it is because God did not allow the demons to kill you. Convert sincerely before it is too late. These demons feed on your sins and become stronger against your life. They are operating in bodies of believers who are not free to carry out their plans. It is these demons that induce people to sin and still use shepherds to encourage people to sin. These devils watch the saints to sin. Legions are demons of sin, they stain the spiritual garments of Christians. They run into the homes of Christians to corrupt them. They surround the Christians' homes to destroy them, waiting for Christians to commit a sin so that these demons have legal grounds to settle inside their houses. They were not destructive of the sentimental and material life but are destructive of their spiritual lives. That is the most important thing for them. Its functions are to keep believers from fellowship with God, and there are thousands of them who do this for the whole world. Demons of heresies. I have seen legions of intellectual demons inventing new doctrines to infiltrate churches. Their plans are to multiply their teachings within the colleges of theology to generate a multitude of carnal preachers. These demons blend the gospel of truth with teachings of the flesh. These demons added something else in the gospel. They invent heresies, inspire false prophets at the time of sermons, and also in the publication of their books. These serpent-like spirits are like the one in the Garden of Eden that deceived Eve, and they speak in the ears of the false prophets. These doctrines do not generate eternal life nor the anointing of the Holy Spirit. They erode the spiritual lives of those teaching and hearing these teachings. I have also seen devils and their servants in the service of darkness carrying heresies of the Word of God into their homes. They were other kinds of demons. They stunned all the people who listened to the heresies of the false prophet being preached. Anyone who let the heresies enter into their hearts was stung. Jesus said, the souls of these people were infected from the moment they believed the lie. Abyss. I could see how the powers of hell rose from the abyss to the earth. This strength came to empower witches and false prophets of various religions. This dark energy was coming from various spiritual dimensions to the earth, such as beneath the earth, airs, and seas. This black force sprang from these places like a dark field that is distributed to various corners of the world. In the dark world of darkness, I saw several levels of energy coming out to raise an army of people in the service of hell. I saw red rays coming from the four corners below and from above, and those energies were directed toward the churches that were worshiping at night. Churches that were not praying were being paralyzed by the red rays. I saw these forces entering the false prophets and increase their abilities for deception. This dark force was shared by false prophets and wizards for the transfer of anointing. They want you to feel their anointings flowing into your bodies. Witches also received great training to perform miracles. I have seen what a demon does in the life of a false prophet. He enters his body, leaving his interior spirit man in darkness. There is a network of various corners of the obscure world that empower these men. These dark forces also attack believers from all sides, coming from the spiritual world of darkness. Sucking demons. I have also seen demons sucking the peace, joy, and happiness of people who have no intimacy with God. Disease demons. I also saw many of those demons that have stingers in their syringes that injected diseases into the people who did not know Jesus, leading many to death, and some were hospitalized in the hospitals. There are people already in hospitals sentenced to death because of these demons. My vision went into a big church and I could see these demons that have stingers in their gloves. Prosperity demons. There were also demons delivering material and sentimental blessings within the churches to fulfill the preaching of the false prophet. They circulated within the church handing out blessings. I have seen devils of prosperity with a suitcase full of money ready to make an agreement with the shepherds. They went into the churches to buy the shepherds who have not yet corrupted themselves. These demons changed the state of the people, leaving them more disturbed. They become possessed and did absurd things. They changed their personality and produced evil fruits in them. The demons that possess the people are resistant and do not leave their life easily. What attracts demons to your life is the sin. The demons smell the iniquity and make nests inside the people who do not leave the sin. Permanent demons. There are castes of demons that are lodged inside people from childhood to old age. They are permanent demons that do not go out anyway. It takes a life of renunciation and dedication to fasting and prayer to cast them out. I've already cast out a demon that was living in a person for 30 years. This woman had visited many several churches for deliverance and nothing happened. This devil did not want to leave his old abode, trying to resist my authority until I tortured that demon with the fire of Holy Spirit. This demon screamed for not obeying the presence of God in my life and swiftly departed. The woman was free of the disturbance she suffered from that demon. He still threatened to return to that body with 7 more demons if the woman did not live a holy life. They occupied all spaces within the body and not anyone has the authority to expel such demons unless he is living a holy life. Homosexual demon. A homosexual demon from a young man never manifested in the churches. He resisted the prayers of pastors without authority. This young man is a believer and participates in the Holy Supper. His pastor did not know about his gay lifestyle and he asked for prayer from his pastor saying that he needed to be free of something. His pastor prayed for him and nothing was happening. This young man was ashamed to tell his pastor that he liked men, but asked him to pray for his deliverance. This young man only recounted his homosexual problem for pastors and people from other churches who did not know him. The shepherds prayed and rebuked, expelled, but the devil did not manifest himself, resisting the prayer and authority of the shepherds. He finally gave up asking for prayers for his problem and accepted his situation. He came to pay a visit to my church. When he put his feet in the church, he felt bad and fell back. The worried brothers lifted him off the ground. I could see a demon inside him. From the top of the altar, I ordered the demon to leave that body. The demon left him and I saw what he looked like. A sort of hermaphrodite demon with 2 sexes. He had the female genitalia in front and a male organ behind. He looked like a chameleon and when he saw me he withdrew. They do not obey anyone and resist the preachers who do not renounce the world. If a church is empty of power, how many lives are lost to demons? You do not understand how the spiritual world is complex. It has things that I saw and do not know how to describe them. I am revealing the dark side of this world that many believers do not know. Armor of God. The forces of the evil act in all dimensions of the earth, coming from the north, south, east, west, coming from the celestial regions well above the clouds, also coming down from the abyss to the earth. The children of darkness are also trained, and if you want the armor of God to fight, renounce sin. Stop doing what displeases God, abandon sin and take away everything that separates you from God. How to dress in the armor of God? The practice of the word and constant prayer will give you strength and anointing for the battle. The Lord said, "My servant, I want you to multiply disciples of the truth, produce soldiers for my work. I have striven to prepare these soldiers for the kingdom of God." Only those who have been spiritually prepared for battle will overcome these legions. Men who are spiritually established and empowered by the Holy Spirit are not struck by these demons. Strong warriors. I met an evangelist named Benedek who bothered the devil. He is experienced in spiritual trials and in one day only, he gained more than 400 souls in a gym. He rented this gym with his money and had great financial stability. He rented to do this evangelistic worship and had a strong retaliation from hell. Because of these souls who surrendered to Jesus through his preaching, Satan touched his material life and took everything from him. Satan used his boss to dismiss him from his executive position. His wife did not endure the hardships accustomed to living an abundant life and left her husband. In order for a woman to endure trials and difficult times, she has to be a prayer warrior. This man became unemployed and was abandoned by everyone. Even the church where he congregated turned its back on him, letting him live on bare necessities. It was the same church he helped with both his high offerings and the tithe. Yet he continued to do the work of God. Satan thought that striking the material area had defeated him, but was mistaken, for he was standing spiritually. The devil did not give up and touched his flesh, making him sick, but even so, he continued to do the work with great difficulty. He had a love for the work, but more than anything, he was spiritually active. The proof that he was standing was that he prayed every day and continued praying without stopping. Sick and without his wife, he still had the strength to do the work. I saw a light enveloping his whole body, and that was what made him stand. That same light illuminated his whole room where he prayed and became lonely. When he wept, the angels came down and gathered his tears and went up to heaven. Even your tears are not left behind on this earth, no strings of the righteous are left, for they are holy. Although the church abandoned him, the Holy Spirit did not abandon him. He is not alone, God knows his ability. A supernatural force made him carry on with this spiritual war with his head held high. When I was praying for him, I saw a flaming fire near him as they prayed. A voice said it was heating his soul. Satan can take everything from your church, but he cannot take away the Holy Spirit from your life. Losing family, money, car, and wife is not proof of defeat. Man's greatest defeat is to lose his spiritual essence, which he received from God and soon to be saved. But today there are believers who are shaken by anything and given to defeat easily, stopping their praying and winning souls. Nothing can stop the true Christian from following Jesus. Many are discouraged when they lose something or when they cannot get something. Everything is a reason to give up exchanging their crown of eternal life for something earthly and temporary. Whoever works in the work of God receives great spiritual capacity. God has called his church to work in the harvest and not to stand still. I receive visits from missionaries who have been mutilated by Muslims. Men who have had their bodies all marked from the blades and are trapped in cages suffering torture. They suffered great psychological tortures and were threatened to stop preaching Jesus, yet they continued to process their faith. Even their wives and children were threatened if they did not stop. I received a visit from the church of a missionary who had his hand cut off by a Muslim just because he saw him with a Bible in his hand. He continues to preach the word without his right hand. He lost a limb, but he did not lose his faith. I have seen Satan frustrated at not being able to shake the faith of these men, for their heart is not at all on this earth, only in Christ. For all this, they were not shaken. In a spiritual war between good and evil, there are no two winners. One will lose and the other will win. Everything depends on you. When I reported this testimony for the first time in the church, I saw believers who were sick spiritually standing up. When you have your carnal desires dead, you are a sign that you are ready for spiritual warfare. You will feel shame and disgust for sin, that is the sign that you have died to the world. 1 Peter 4:1, "For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin." Heavenly fire? Live a prayer life and read the word every day, and you will notice its development. All your spiritual and sinful deficiencies will disappear. This is a work of deliverance through word and prayer. I had a vision with a heavenly fire entering the hearts and burning all the sin, and the black shadows came from inside the chest of several people. There is a difference between the natural man and the spiritual man. The natural man will not understand and never understand what spiritual warfare is. The spiritual man understands this war and undergoes pressure from the spiritual world and is hated by demons. I say that many Christians do not believe it. Army of God. I had a vision of God raising people who will preach the doctrine to crowds of people. I also saw future pastors who preach the truth on radios. I have met missionaries full of the power of God, serious men, who were accompanied by the spiritual signs. And where their feet tread, the Holy Spirit is with them, bringing spiritual restoration to the fallen wherever they go. They trample on devil's serpents and demon scorpions that I saw in the vision that sting people, causing all sorts of evils. They take the bread of life to the soul hungry and heavenly blessings to the people. Jesus told me to deliver a prophecy to the missionaries who are in the work and have not yet been corrupted. Jesus said, "Tell them not to worry about what they are going to say. I will be their mouths when it comes to speaking. I will be their support and I will not let them go hungry. I will be their stronghold at the time of persecution and I will resist when the devil attacks them. I will visit in the hours of their prayers and when they are in danger I will be with them. I am with those who strive for my work. God wants to see his work in motion of people who pray often and take the word. He does not want to see you standing still while the souls are dying. Jesus wants the church moving with their hands on the plow. Our path of proclaiming the gospel is thorny, but God is great. Spiritual eyes. I had a vision of God giving spiritual vision and taking away the blindness of many. Jesus said, I am opening their spiritual eyes and giving a great awakening of that drowsiness in which they are living. He put spiritual eyes on their faces so that people can see with the eyes of God. Jesus wants holy eyes. Jesus showed me in a vision that all the believers who stopped watching television, Jesus showed me lights coming out of these people's eyes, and their bodies as well. I saw beams of light entering the eyes of some brothers. If the eyes are light, the whole body will be. Your eye is a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is good, your whole body is filled with light. Matthew 6:22. These people I saw in the vision received supernatural visions and saw angels and demons. What was hidden was unveiled. Word and prayer. One day I was preaching in the church, and I had a vision of loaves falling on the floor and no one was picking them up. Jesus told me, your word that could save many souls is not being received in their hearts. Their minds are distracted by their problems. I was sad to see the church's inattention at the time of the word. The church that is disconnected from God does not receive victory and does not absorb the holy word of God. The worst spiritual deafness is of the one who hears and does not practice as if he had no ears. Thank God that the church where I am the pastor, the people are silently listening to their rhythm, which is praying every day and reading the word. There are few who endure this constant rhythm of prayer. Jesus has revealed to me the power of prayer in the spirit world. Do not say that Jesus does not look at you. He is at the doors. He may be very close to seeing everything, but if you have not felt his presence, there is something wrong. You must go to him when you are praying. Do not stop praying until you receive the touch of God in your spirit. I saw in a vision a church praying non-stop in a very violent place infested by demons. I saw the prayers of those people coming together and forming a giant ball of light that illuminated that place that was dark. The demons that were laying the death knell in that place ran away. The prayers of the people changed the course of nature. I saw a waterfall stop falling water, and the mountain moved from place to place. The Lord said, Servant, the prayers of the righteous can greatly affect desperate and impossible cases. I saw a roll of paper written with the names of people who were going to die. One hand ripped that sentence and God was giving chance for many souls to convert. I saw a murderer surrender to Jesus because of prayer. The thick chains that were curled around his body were broken, leaving him free. I saw that there was a demon holding the last chain that was attached to the man's neck. He was controlled like a dog by that demon, but prayer broke that last chain. The demon lost control, the bond was broken, and that man was freed from the influence of that demon who enslaved him in the world of crime. I saw in the vision a believer praying and from the sky came an intense power in his life. The fire within him increased as he prayed, and a white light shone upon him. His character was shaped and a transformation of his sinful nature occurred. The power of God was working in this man. I had another vision with another believer who also prayed. A light descended from heaven and filled that man with spiritual ability and authority. His body was electrified and lightning bolts came out of it, and a bottle of oil came down from the sky and into it. From his interior was stored a great amount of anointing. This anointing is the only one that comes from God. Another type of anointing comes from outside and this is not of the Holy Spirit. He also prayed and all his work yielded in the work of God. Those who live a life of prayer are surrounded by flames of burning fire. Jesus said, any servant who does not live a life of prayer will be caught by the depression. I had another vision with a young man who sang a holy praise. I saw how the praise went out in the form of a ball and out of it, bundles of lights entered into the hearts of people making many weeps. Praise came with so much anointing that it made many surrender themselves to Jesus. When praises penetrated their souls, they broke the hearts of stones, and then praise rose to heaven. I saw how the praise entered the people and caused vibrations within the unbelievers. The sound of holy praise sparked and still aided prayer and preaching in the hour of deliverance. That is why I have taken out of the church the praises of various profane rhythms and also those who do not glorify Jesus. Many are the profane praises of philosophical letters that do not come from God. There is no purity in these praises equal to the true ones. But I want to tell you that it is no use singing a holy praise if you curse and swear words out of your mouth. It's the same as placing a sword in a blind man's hand. These praise in the mouth of a saint is a weapon of spiritual destruction from the chains of deception. After these visions, I went to pray and prayed until 4 o'clock tomorrow. I was praying in the middle of the night and I had a spiritual rapture. Tattoo. An angel was waiting for me in my room. We went down to hell and went to the place where I saw a boy full of tattoos. The tattoos of monsters that are drawn on your body will be turned into demons in hell. The devil tattoos tormented that young man. If you have a body tattoo that cannot be removed and you are converted to Jesus, if your conversion is sincere and truthful, the evil effect of the tattoo has been broken. Wear clothing that will cover your tattoo so as not to scandalize others. No hell error. I continued walking through hell with the angel. I saw Satan sitting at the table with the demons. I and the angel stayed away from watching that meeting. I could hear everything that was being said. Satan said, "Let us continue with our plan to put in the minds of unbelievers that we do not exist. They cannot know of our existence, and we will put in their minds that we are a legend. Let us make them believe that we are the fruits of the believers' imaginations. They have to believe that hell is an illusion, just a story created by the church. Many cults do not believe in the existence of this place. Even the churches are failing to believe in hell. They think that hell is the earthly grave and deceive the people with these lies. The people cannot believe that we are real, and so when they die they will have a surprise when they come here. They will see our faces and repent for mocking the believers. They continue to think that hell is on earth. We will remain in hiding for them as if we never exist, and thus will gain their souls. Men of God." Satan said, "The target at this time is the shepherds who serve their God truly. We have to overthrow their ministries. They cannot go on. Let's put stumbling blocks in their ways. When they fall into sin, they will lose credibility with the people of their church who will judge them. Thus, the flock will be left without direction and go to any church that may be one of ours." A demon stood up from the table and said, "There's this Robert. What do we do with him? He is young and still has a long walk in his ministry." Satan said, "It is only one of several men who is rising from the ashes. Men like him rise up out of nowhere to try to neutralize my plans. He who dwells in the heavens has enabled these humble and fragile Christians. Our plans are being revealed to these Christians. The Spirit of God has shown everything to them. There is nothing hidden in those who are in communion. They will talk to their God, and the man from the heights will reveal everything to these believers. We have to paralyze them, take all their time. Only then will they not have time to pray, and their God will not be able to reveal anything else. I will open the doors of employment for these Christians who will come home at night, and they cannot go to church. They are unemployed and struggling, but they are taking advantage of this time to win souls and consecrate themselves. It is better to open the doors of employment so that they occupy themselves and do not have time to evangelize." Satan said, "Our work cannot fail." Failed demonic mission. Suddenly, three earth demons came and introduced themselves to Satan. They were not at that meeting. These demons had failed an important mission. One of them said, "Satan, we could not destroy that church. The members are under surveillance." Satan in rage struck the table and told the other chief demons, "Torment the three." The boss demons picked up the three demons that failed and began to torture them. The first demon was thrown into a mud pit, full of snakes and scorpions entering his body. The second demon was thrown into a cell full of swords that passed his body. The third was thrown into a giant frying pan filled with hot oil that fried his whole body. Satan said, "This will set an example for others who fail in their missions. They'll be suffering 24 hours, I use the earth count. The man in white is coming back, we cannot let these churches make prayer campaigns. When the man in white comes back, the church cannot be active. It will be a disaster if the believers are aware of his return. I want an unprepared church. Whoever knocks down each member will have the reward. But if they fail, they will be punished. I want good results this time so that my joy can be exalted." Brethren, Satan does not forgive any fault, he presses on the demons. I started to walk through hell. I saw giant pans, cauldrons, all with people inside. Boiled water, cooking the souls. The demons made souls of delicacy and fed on them. The souls are still alive inside their stomachs. They screamed within the demons that vomited the souls out. False anointings. The angel and I continued to walk. We stopped next to a demon who was preparing a portion and filling the windows. I asked the angel what that was. The angel said, "They are glasses that carry liquids to anoint people on earth. They pour into the heads of sorcerers, Satanists, Freemasons and false prophets to work signs and wonders before the people. Satan also raises his servants. For him there is no difference between a house of wizards and a false church, both are in darkness. A church that does not preach holiness is like a sect, both lead to perdition." The angel moved 5 meters away from me. A legion of winged demons came upon me. They looked like vultures, ready to devour my soul. I disappeared and was with the angel near an endless wall. And we started flying up into a tunnel. We were on earth and the angel left me at home. When I visit hell, I get sick, I do not like going there. My soul comes back tired and sad. I began to pray a lot after that experience. Satan is not joking in his plans. Africa missions. I had a visit from Brother Henry, a friend of my father's who came to visit me. He said he came to help me in the work. This man has more experience than I do on missions. He walked with my father and learned a lot from him. I did not have the opportunity to do missions with my father because I was not prepared. Henry called me to do a mission in Africa. It was the first time I traveled to an African country. We arrived in the city of Arusha, Tanzania. Henry said, "Robert, you have to be prepared spiritually with the breastplate of justice. Here the demons attack and the sorcerers see people from afar. They know our whole life without ever seeing us. The demons tell everything about them about us. The one and only time I stepped on my feet together with his father, we were bombed and one of the missionaries who was with us almost died." I replied to Henry, "I am prepared and more mature spiritually to face the opposition. If I am faced with the affronts, I am ready for the spiritual confrontation against the forces of darkness." Henry said, "Then prepare against the attack of the infernal forces." Henry started walking with me and we saw a man named Abdallah. He preached the name of Jesus. It was about 1 in the afternoon and the heat was at a high temperature. I suffered a lot from the heat of that place because I got used to living in cold Europe. Demon incarnate preacher. That man named Abdallah made the rain fall from the sky to refresh the crowd. I looked at that wonder, but then, as I looked up at the sky, my vision opened. I saw a legion of demons in the clouds of heaven. They made the clouds heavy for rain. I saw the vapors of water rising and the demons turning into water and causing it to fall. Henry said, "Are you looking at the sky? What do you see?" "I do not see anything, just the clouds." I said, "Henry, let's get out of here, something's wrong going on. This man may be being deceived by the demons into thinking it's God sending rain. He may be innocent or he knows very well who he is working for." When I spoke to him about my vision, I said, "It is very difficult to believe in everything, this place is plunged in deceit and full of lies." At night, Henry went with me to visit a church. The pastor invited a preacher who brought the word that evening. This was the same man who made the rain fall from the sky, impressing the workers. I felt nothing and neither did Henry. Only the church was fired up with enthusiasm. When the service was over, the members were confused by our lack of response. A boy said, "You are cold and carnal." Henry was not feeling well. I was looking at the preacher and trying to see if he had any influencing demons. I could not see anything. When the preacher finished the preaching, he left. I followed him down the road. He then realized that I was following him and stopped in front of me. He looked at me and laughed, his fingernails started to grow and his teeth as well. He disappeared and a cloud of black smoke filled the air. I was astonished. A demon materialized and preached in the church, deceiving the people. So far these demons are coming in, not caring if anyone discovers their identities. The churches are insensitive, and do not feel the presence of these demons among them. They are blind, there is no discernment, and they do not see the danger within the house of God. I'm not sure how a demon can appear inside the church personified in man. He could be a very strong sorcerer or a demon. Henry and I evangelized many souls in that country. We went back to our homes together. When I got home, my wife was with our daughter. We went to a church that night. False pastor. I met a pastor named Adorian and his wife Agnes. They welcomed me in their church and my wife well. When I got home, I began to pray to God. An angel appeared to me and said, I must reveal what is hidden before a whole church is lost. My spirit left the body and went with the angel. The angel took me to the house of Pastor Adorian and showed me several sins that he committed in his house. The angel said, the same sin that he is doing, his church is also doing because he encourages them. He's making the church commit sins. The angel took me inside the church of Adorian. On top of the pulpit, I saw abomination, mystical objects and satanic symbols written on the floor of the altar. What the angel told me about Pastor Adorian was terrible. I advise everyone, ask the Holy Spirit to show what kind of man your pastor is, ask for revelation. Brethren, know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. Wall of Fire. The angel took me near a woman's house, his name is Ilka, a servant of God. I did not get into her house. I was with the angel 10 meters away. She prayed fervently, I could see her beyond the walls. I saw her house walled with a wall of fire. A hairy demon circled her house far from the fiery wall. When the flame came down, he was approaching it. She stopped praying, the fire subsided and the demon began to approach her house. As she began to pray, the devil moved away from her house, for the flame was burning, getting high. The angel said, when you meet this woman, tell her not to stop praying. Politician witchcraft. The angel took me to the house of Brother Andreas, from the church of Pastor Adorian. I saw sacred objects inside Brother Andreas's house. The angel said, he did a magic ritual to enter politics. Seeing those revelations, a demon grabbed my legs and pulled them to the lower parts of the earth. Within seconds I was in hell once again. It was on a muddy sea, like quicksand. Many souls were under that rotten mud. I walked over that muddy sea without drowning. When I passed over that sea, I found a river of blood. That river made up of blood had waves rising upward. And many souls were drowning in the river of blood. When I got close to the banks, the river opened and I passed on dry land. When I had finished crossing the river, I came near a place where the fire surrounded everything. Its flames rose 10 meters upwards. I went through that fire and I did not burn. I remembered the passage from Isaiah 43:20 which says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, when by the rivers they will not overwhelm you, when you pass through the fire, you will not burn yourself, nor will the flame burn in you. When I passed through hellfire, the angel was waiting for me and brought my soul to the earth. Salvation of a false pastor. The other day I went to Pastor Adorian. I said, the Lord is not pleased with your life. He wants you to repent and make amends with him. You are not qualified to pastor your flock. Adorian in rage said, I do not believe in these revelations and for me, prophecies do not exist. Adorian turned his back on me. 4 days later Adorian had a cardiac arrest and fell to the ground. His wife Agnes came to me to say a prayer. She could call for medical help, but her faith in divine providence was greater. See her account. My name is Agnes and I saw my husband being possessed before he fell to the ground. His strange reaction was not to go to the hospital. What happened was a spiritual attack allowed by God. He had to change his life before God. My husband always hid behind a pastorate, never been a converted Christian. When he fell to the ground, I ran after a shepherd. And God put it in my heart to call Pastor Robert. He preached once in our church and I really liked the way God used him. My name is Adorian. I did not say anything to my wife about the revelation that Robert gave me. I was possessed by a demon that squeezed my heart. God did not let this demon take my soul. I went up to a gate in heaven where the angel received me. He opened the book of life and showed me that my name was not there. He took another book and showed me. In it was written all my iniquities. He said he would blot out all my sins if I repented and did not practice them, but my chance is over. The angel asked another angel to cast me to hell. I was judged and condemned at that time. The angel threw me into the darkness. I fell into a mouth full of teeth that swallowed me. A force pulled me down. I stayed 30 minutes, but I was alive inside hell. It was already full of chains and locks locked in a prison. For my wife, I was 30 minutes dead, but I lived 30 minutes of terror in the dark. When I returned to my body, Pastor Robert, he cried out for my soul. I apologized to him, and for the first time, I actually converted my life. God started talking to me. Thanks to Robert's ministry of holiness that warned me. I am Robert, and I prayed for God to have mercy on the life of the pastor Adorian. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that he would have no more chance after being confronted with my revelation. He did not offend me that I gave the revelation, but the Holy Spirit who used me. I cried to God for 30 minutes and I cried for his soul. I realized that I had received the gift of love. The Holy Spirit said, "The prayer of the righteous can reverse the effects of judgment. His cry can move the hand of God in favor of that soul." I saw my tears turning to gold as they fell to the ground and the angels harvested them to carry them to heaven. You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. Psalm 56:8 NLT. I end this testimony to the glory of God. Amen.